Mr. Punch presents Wisden, an entertaining portrait of the English game in three parts, compiled by Sue Rodwell and directed by John Tuckey. Part 1, Tea in the Pavilion.
In offering our first edition of the Cricketer's Almanac to the patrons of the noble game, we have taken great pains to collect a certain amount of information which we trust will prove interesting to all those that take pleasure in this glorious pastime. John Wisden and Company, 1864.
In August 1855, the 2nd Royal Surrey Militia met Shillingly in Sussex at the seat of Earl Winterton. The scorecard of the militia's first innings was as follows. Private Dudley, Bold Challen Jr., 0. Private Plumridge, Bold Heather, 0. E. Hartnell Esquire, Bold Heather, 0. A. Marshall Esquire, Bold Challen Jr., 0. Private Ailing, Bold Challen Jr., 0. Lieutenant Pontifex, Bold Heather, 0. Corporal Hayes, 0. Lieutenant Ball, Bold Heather, 0. Major Ridley, not out, 0. Sergeant Ailing, run out, 0. Private Newbury, Bold Heather, 0. Extras, 0. Total, 0.
The Australian matches of 1865. In offering the following matches played by the 12 in Australia, we think we cannot do better than to make some remarks about the player who was selected for their captain, viz. George Parr. He was born May the 22nd, 1826, at Ratcliffe-on-Trent, near Nottingham, where he has always resided. He played his first match at Lord's June the 23rd, 1845, when but 19 years old, but on that occasion did not exhibit that skill for which he has since been so famous. His scores have been enormous, and his style of play has long ranked him the best batsman in England. His position in the field at the commencement of his career was generally long leg and middle wicket, he being able to throw the ball a great distance, having in a match with a soldier at Lord's, June 16th, 1846, thrown it about 109 yards. In 1859, he proceeded with the celebrated Champion 12 to Canada and the States, but his illness while there prevented him from exhibiting before our transatlantic friends that skill which his worldwide fame had led them to anticipate, and which caused many expressions of regret. His trip to Australia has no doubt added largely to his many admirers and friends.
Right-handed versus left-handed of England, played at Lord's May 9th and 10th, 1870. This was the opening match of the 84th season of the Marylebone Club. So brilliant an array of the cricketing talent of the country on no prior occasion appeared in an opening match at Lord's, the match being moreover interesting from its not having been played since 1835 and for its being the first match Carpenter, Hayward and Smith had played in at Lord's since 1866. The weather was bright but nippingly cold for May. The left were comparatively weak as batsmen and were without a professed wicketkeeper, so they were defeated by an innings and 8 runs. In less than 1 hour and a half, the first innings of left was played out. For the right, John Smith hit very finely for 45. Mr. Grace played well for 35. Careful and scientific cricket was played by Carpenter. Hayward was bowled off his thigh and daft off his pad. Hearn took his bat out for 26, and the innings ended for 185 or 112 on. The second innings of the left is noteworthy for a superb left-hand caught and bowled. It came back very hot by Daft. A well-played 21 by Rylett, a right-hand hitter, and a remarkably good display of effective defence and free, clean, hard-hitting by Killick of Sussex, whose 55, highest innings in the match, won him the hearty applause of the right 11. A higher compliment could not well be paid him. At 1 o'clock on the second day, the right had won in a canter. Howitt's absence on the second day was caused by a domestic bereavement.